BlakeRadio.com.
Il tempo su Barry Magic World Strange Shows, Jossos, Super Saiyan Mandal Brothers Rock, Yeah, Voice to Number the Gummy Thing, also maybe including Cartoon Characters, Crazy Game Loving Jackie Bass, Grumpy Farmer, Skin Color Logic Spark Person, and many of our happy fun time peoples. Most enjoyment of Raw begins now!
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life, this is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camps for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My team song hits.
My original plan for the opening was to do something that was glass-shattering, but I thought that would have been a little too much of a shot.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, maybe. I don't know. No one cares. I don't care. This is the WTRL Bo Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com. Maybe two people got that reference. And
one yeah, was, right yeah. over my head.
Lindsay's the only one on this call that got it. But that's okay.
Yeah, I got it.
That's okay.
We don't take shots on this network. Never. That never happens. Ever.
I've never done that. No one's ever done that. Ever. In the history of this network. We've never taken a shot at anybody. What? Anyway, welcome to the Wild Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm Sir Rocket, joined as always by the ladies of the Rock, Lindsay Ward and Jackie Feist.
Hello, hello.
Evening,
we're in a bit of a mood, so be careful.
They're in a mood.
I mean, the Cane Kitten was nice. It helped, but it just didn't cure everything.
We got screwed, not in the fun way.
We'll address that in a bit, but once I saw the pyro, I was like, where is he? Where is he? And then there's like...
Nothing.
I kind of had a feeling this show was going to be interesting. But we'll get there. That's not till page 3 of notes.
Yeah, that's what was going to be my other question. How many pages are there? That determines how many hours he's going to have us on the air tonight.
We only got 3. Only 3. Okay. It's
only
good.
3?
Only 3.
You slacker.
I'm slacking, I know. I didn't take any for the Rock promo, so...
Good.
We'll go there. But I have audio, if we want to go there.
Good, because I didn't even listen to it.
I didn't either. Seriously, I got up and... I knew I was going to have to take a shower, so I went up and took a shower. I came back, and he hadn't even started yet. God damn it.
But that... It was good. It was good, but... We'll get there. We'll take your calls in a little while as well at 267-297-1397. Well, let us get started just a little bit. And the show started with old school Cena.
Yeah, that was interesting.
He's wearing the throwback jersey, backwards hat, the old school chain. Didn't know he still had it, but apparently he does.
Props still had it.
Props still had it.
Props still had it, or they went to, I don't know, what's a hardware store? Name me a hardware store.
Home Depot.
Thank you.
Maybe home. Nah, I don't think you can get that type at Home Depot. I think that's custom. You know. Anyway, he came out rocking the old throwback, the old chain, and yeah, cut a rap.
I would like the Rock to note, how Cena did not go on all day. He said we had to stay, and he came and left. Just saying.
And he didn't have to steal it from anybody. And dead air. Yeah.
Right. I was like, did I drop or something?
I was waiting for you two to, you know, I was thought Lindsay would have chimed in. But okay.
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear it then. My bad.
Turn up your damn hearing aid then.
I'm not Tim Stein. Did I take a shot? No, anyway.
That was not a shot at all.
He has no internet. He's not listening.
He has no internet.
Still has no internet.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. So he's not listening. He can't hear any of the shots we take out on tonight. Basically, you know, John Cena made a booby surgery joke. Talked about, you know, he's, you know, he's better than The Rock, and he's going to take him out at WrestleMania, basically. There would be no dead air with Brian. Yeah, Brian, we'll let you on the air after we get started a little bit. Don't worry. You'll cover for the rest of the dead air we do on this show. So, you know, cut a 2-3 minute promo, and he was done, and we didn't see any more John Cena at all.
Yeah, which was kind of amazing, to be honest. I mean, I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying amazing.
Amazing Grace?
Well, it's just the lead going into WrestleMania, we're at what? How many days? 18 days?
Something
and
like that.
19 20. Days. And we saw Cena for the first 2 minutes of the show, and that was it? Really?
That
and
was
no
it.
No pain?
We're getting there.
We're
but
getting
yes,
there.
No pain.
We're getting there. Don't worry. We're getting there.
We'll try to get it out. I'm sorry.
Actually, Brian, you may not want to call in because this is going to be Kane and Taker dominated this. So, yeah. Just warning you in advance.
Calm down. Write your roll report. we'll be okay for now.
Yeah.
Then out came, you know, the one, the only badass Billy Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dom. Looking more like Billy Gunn every week.
Every single week. The pink is not helping.
But now is the time to point out that today is the day that Billy Gunn has been sober 1 year. So congratulations to him.
Yes.
Seriously?
Well done.
That's well done of Billy Gunn. And his partner, BG James. He's Road Dogg. He's been sober for quite a while as well. So congrats to both men. They're doing an awesome job in their recovery.
Yes.
Yes.
But anyway, we had the Cena wrap. Out came Dolph Ziggler. Boom, we had a wrestling match.
Yeah, and it was a good wrestling match, but I loved the way it ended. Man, Dolph Ziggler just got Kane booted right in the face like he did to Primo, and it just ended it. It was great. I love it when he ends people that way.
So it's hashtag Kane booted?
Kane booted. I mean, just if you didn't catch it when Kane took out single-handedly the entire tag team division, just boot planted Primo right in the face.
It was kind of awesome.
It was a whole lot of awesome. And so Sheamus pulled the same thing on Ziggler, sent him to sleep
with the bro kick.
Yes.
Yes. So it's Kane booted is a new hashtag, folks. Start it. Get it trending worldwide on the interwebs.
Right now.
Yeah, she's got Santino as champ, and I got Kane booted.
Which one's better? Let's ask the chat room. Which one's better, Kane booted or Santino as champ?
Well, that's not fair. Santino as champ actually happened.
Well, Kane booted actually happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Happened before Santino was champ. Just, you know, it physically did happen on Raw. It did.
Indeed.
Happened that the boot met face and he went splat.
We went squee. It was great.
Anyway, thoughts on the match? Good match?
Good match.
Good.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
And it was surprisingly, it went a while.
Yeah, and you know what? I was really feeling for Ziggler because, not Ziggler, I'm sorry, for Sheamus, because that thing on his back was nasty.
Yeah.
I was just I cry for you right now.
That bump into the table was awful. I mean, it just looked sick. It really did. You're sitting there going, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little... Yeah. It was a little there.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
But no surprise, Sheamus won.
They're not going to have him, look weak going into Mania.
I did like the luxury box interview with Josh Matthews and Daniel Bryan and AJ. That was well done.
Yeah, they've been doing that a bit lately. I mean, they've not done it. Last time I remember they did it was when Barrett was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it did kind of continue to sell Bryan as the cowardly heel.
And it adds something. It's something different. We haven't seen that in a long time. It's a nice little... Now, if they overdo it, you know, that would suck.
Which they will, because they do.
And once they find something that works, they overdo it. But once in a while, it's going to be something good to see. Sheamus wins. We then move on to the Battle of the GMs. It was announced on WWE.com that we're going to get a 12-man tag team matchup on WrestleMania for the control of WWE, basically. The general managers of both Raw and SmackDown. One will be in control after WrestleMania. It's Team Laurinaitis versus Team Teddy Long.
Oh, sorry, Lindsay, go ahead.
I was going to say, does anybody else feel like this is just a touch rushed?
I was at work when the announcement was made, so I missed it, but I've been intrigued as far as the talk about it's been concerned, that there's more talk about what this match means than the actual match. It's like, does it mean that Teddy Long is going to retire? Does it mean that, you know, Laurinaitis is going to stop being on TV every week? It's like there's very little talk about any possible competitors, just what does it mean?
Well, when they go, team captain is Santino and the other captain is David Otunga.
Which you kind of want to cry for Laurinaitis, doesn't
it? More so Teddy Long. Here's why. Teddy Long's team is not going to be as good as Laurinaitis' team.
That's what I'm telling you, Kate needs to go over to Teddy Long's team. He can be the team. It'll be fine.
I know. We discussed this earlier on Twitter. Follow us, Wild Talk Radio and at Lynn's Ward. That's what I did there.
Hey.
Well done. And at Jackie Feist, F-I-E-S-T.
Thank you.
But you weren't I was shilling the conversation we had earlier. You weren't in that conversation. Sorry.
I'm not feeling the love right now.
Hashtag
mean people.
No, WWE is the mean people. They teased you.
They tease Kane. Oh my God. I know. All of you are mean.
We'll get there. Anyway. We'll get there.
But anyway, I don't know about y'all, but I would personally prefer to see Laurinaitis go off TV than have Teddy Long retire. But at his age, Teddy Long retiring is probably a bit more likely.
Okay, and I don't think I would ever believe I would say this, but Laurinaitis, for whatever reason, has some entertainment factor. And that's not to say that Long doesn't. I adore Teddy Long. I think he's great. If he was a boss in real life, I'd love to work for him. But Laurinaitis, just the fact that he completely no-sells everything, and he's just a general clusterfuck, is, I don't know why, but it's entertaining, because it's almost like it's not quite Mike Adamley level screw up just yet, but it's getting there. And it's like, what is he gonna do next? You know, as far as missing his lines or flubbing or no selling or
he's like the Lucille Ball of the WWE. It's just like, how
seriously?
Much more people are you gonna get?
I mean, it's just there is so it's more fun to make fun of him than it is Teddy Long.
Holla holla player.
Holla holla.
But yeah, so Santino is the captain of one team, and David Otunga is the captain of the other. The rumor has it Kane is not going to be part of this match.
Well. I personally, if it means that we can get a match at least between Randy Orton and Kane at WrestleMania, I could deal with him not being part of that match. As long as Kane is there in one form or another and it's televised, meaning I'm going to get to see him in the $60 that I'm going to pay, meaning I don't want it to be a dark match or anything like that. If I'm going to lay my money down, for God's sakes, give me Kane.
The rumored participants include Mark Henry, Christian Ziggler, Alberto Del Rio, David Otunga, and Zack Swagger for Team Laurinaitis, taking on Teddy Long's team of Ezekiel Jackson, Kofi Kingston, R-Truth, The Great Khali,
God.
Santino Marella, and one additional superstar.
Probably they're letting Captain Comb over on the pay-per-view.
Everybody's got to get a payday. This is probably going to be, honestly, this will probably be the dark match.
No, it's too, they're developing it, too much is yeah. on the line for it to be the dark match. It's going to be the match that goes, time to take the crowd down a bit.
Way down.
I've never heard of them announcing a dark match, so I don't think it would be a dark match. But, well, I shouldn't say that. Last year, this time, it was Daniel Bryan and Sheamus, so I'll take that back. But
yeah.
And years ago, it was a tag team title match featuring some guy named Kane. WrestleMania 19. That was on Sunday Night Heat, though. So at least people got to see it.
Yeah, but it was just kind of one of those things where I'm amazed further that fans are asking more what this match is about rather than who's in it. But I'm also kind of wondering what the ramifications are, because if we have one general manager in charge of two shows, Lindsay brought it up a few weeks ago, that's not a general manager, that's a commissioner. Could this be further proof of a possible end to the brand split? Mm-hmm. I know what you think about that, about the way they travel. You know, that's beneficial to them, the way they travel. But you could still travel like that and then have people on both Monday and...
Yeah, I get the point.
You do seem hesitant.
I can't see them doing it, though. I just don't see them doing it.
I see them doing it on TV, just because then that way that allows them to do more as far as storyline-wise, because they've decimated SmackDown. Absolutely decimated it, either between injuries or the fact that they pulled everybody good off and they put them all on Raw. And Raw is so overbalanced right now with talent that you either have to move it back over to SmackDown or you have to do something else with it. And ending the brand split, I'm sorry, it would be good. At least in my opinion, it would be good because it would rebalance everything. You would have continuation of storylines throughout the weeks. Because, you know, it's like people would want to watch SmackDown because it's, well, what's happening with, you know, just for instance, if this was going on right now, John Cena and The Rock. It's one of their bigger storylines. You know, John Cena and The Rock on Monday, John Cena and The Rock on Friday. You know, you continue it throughout the week, and then that way people watch. Because right now, it's like everything is happening on Raw, and shit is happening on SmackDown. I mean, literally, they're not doing anything on SmackDown. I watched it last week. I can tell you this for a fact.
Yeah, Lindsay and I had hit a point, basically, and I know I'd said this here a few times, that if I didn't have to, I mean, I'm a WWE mark to the fullest extent, but SmackDown had gotten so horrible that if I didn't have to write my weekly article for Phil Strum, I would not have been watching SmackDown. The only reason we even got into it again is because Kane was brought back.
Yeah, I still haven't seen his appearance on SmackDown yet.
I mean, it's...
Well, it's bad what they showed in the highlights on Raw, but let's... The reason I don't see them in the brand split, let me put this point out there, then we'll move back along. I see someone, once we have a true authority figure, I see someone coming to challenge his authority. I don't know who... But I have a feeling that...
Bang, bang?
Possibly. I have no idea if it would happen, but that's a possibility. I just have a feeling that's the next direction they're going to go. Laurinaitis most likely will win this, get control of both brands, and then over the course of time, maybe a month or two, someone will start challenging his authority, and we may see the split up, once again, of two powers in the WWE.
That could very well be. I mean, your guess would be as good as mine at this point.
That's just a theory I'm throwing out there. No knowledge, no nothing, but just throwing out there. But we had a match.
Oh, did we?
We had a handicap match. We had a handicap match.
Yeah, and you know what? I was like, he's got to be kidding, right? When Rock comes up and posts on Twitter during Raw, how is this a handicap match? Are they saying that... What is it you said? I was like, he's got to be kidding.
Are they saying David Otunga is handicapped?
I was like, no, it wasn't David Otunga. It was the face in that match, was it? Wasn't it?
But I was making the joke about David Otunga being retarded.
Okay, because I thought you were saying that you actually thought she was going to go in the match. I'm like, you're kidding me.
No. I was just okay. Taking a shot. Because the obvious is to take the shot at Oksana. I'm taking the shot at David Otunga at the heel. That's right. What I was doing. But yeah, it's like, oh, Christ. Anyway, we saw Mark Henry and Otunga win the match. Poor Santino, poor Cobra.
I'm just a little pissed that we had the opportunity to actually put our Divas champion on TV and have a reunion of Glamorella, and we got Oksana instead.
Well, it made sense.
I mean, when I first said that, I didn't know that, you know, what was going to happen. It still would have been nice to see, you know, I liked Glamorella. So I was a little sad.
I understand, but from a storyline standpoint, it made no sense. But we got Beth Phoenix on TV, but we're getting there.
Yeah, we're going to go into that.
We're going to get into that. We had more GM fighting. We had people run in, R-Truth, Kofi, but they got beat down. As I said, they'll probably be part of Team Long. So, and I guess this happened later in the show, but they announced Christian is returning.
Yay!
This Friday on SmackDown.
Well, of course. He's got to be back in time for WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, duh.
That was the other question, since we were talking about, this thing and people fighting, people wrestling for, you know, either side, and then people coming back for WrestleMania. I was wondering, what about Mysterio?
That's health.
So you're pretty confident he will not be back for WrestleMania?
Not in a wrestling capacity, probably.
I can't see
how?
It.
Messed up is his knee that he's been gone this long.
He had, oh, I forget what his injury was, but he had total knee surgery to repair it. So it was like 6 to 8 month recovery time. So knee surgery is no joke.
But it felt, I don't know, but it feels like he's been gone longer than that.
He's been gone since August, after he lost the title to Cena.
Ah.
I am trying to find out what it was. If anyone out there remembers what he got, what his injury was, that would help. But suffered this is not helpful. This stupid thing. Repair immediate surgery. Does not say what his injury, injury was. Oh Christ! You two are chatting. Christ sakes.
Just saying.
Anyway,
you're sick, Jackie. You're just sick.
Why, thank you.
Moving away from...
Yeah, certain things, Rock, you just don't want to know.
I know too much. All right, let's...
Sorry, we're sending each other porn again. We'll stop.
Well, that he's going to want to be a part of. Don't tell him that.
Since when did you get in the Kane porn?
Oh...
If you missed porn talk, you should listen to Quick Hits from last night on on Wrestle Talk Radio.
I heard it. That was awesome.
Yeah, August 8th was winning out. What was the injury? That's what I was trying to figure out. What was the injury?
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple enough to say it was something to do with his knees.
Yeah, I'm responding to the chat room. They just said the date. They didn't say what the injury was. I know he tore up his knee, Brian. Come on now. I'm asking for the exact injury. Look it up. Do some research. Be a researcher. There you go. Then we go backstage to everyone's favorite couple, Eve and Zack Ryder.
He's an idiot.
I wish all men were that gullible. Jeez. I mean, they were going back and forth on Twitter last night and today. Oh, I'm so glad we're friends again. Oh, well, I don't know what we are, but I'm glad you kissed me, blah, blah, blah. I'm hopeful that, oh God, I just hope, you know, Zack Ryder had, you know, basically had his career put on hold. Granted, I don't know what he's been doing. You know, he's probably making a movie or something. But basically this guy's character got sacrificed in order to put over John Cena into something, an angle between he and Kane that really didn't turn out to be anything because it had to be ended for WrestleMania. And now, so first he was a sucker and now he's a chump. And it's just like, this poor guy, I hope he's coming back for the push of a lifetime, because he's just being made look bad one thing after another after another.
So, this is where Eve goes. She just wants to be friends. Friends with benefits.
I like this friends with benefits thing, though. But, yeah, Zach needs to stay away. You can't turn a husky into a housewife, so don't even try.
But, yeah. And then you have Beth Phoenix walk up wearing yellow, which does nothing for her, by the way. Beth, if you ever hear this, yellow, not your color. Don't wear it. Just doesn't look good on you.
Fashion tips right here on the Raw Post Show.
Also, whoever did your hair, you need to talk to them because your hair looked kind of sort of flat.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I wasn't so much not feeling the dress, but I was not feeling the hair.
Well, she's the Divas Champion. She's supposed to be badass, and she's walking around in these frilly dresses. No. I'm sorry. For what she's trying to pull off, the dress doesn't work. At least that dress did not work.
I'm not so much bothered by the dress. I just kind of was looking at her today, and I was like, I wasn't feeling the hair. To be honest, it looked like she went to the gym and did a really heavy workout, didn't wash her hair, and just tried to style it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the glamazon, and I appreciate all the works out, but oh my god, that just was not working.
Yeah, the hair didn't work.
Like, this is the one time we get to see you, honey. You know, we're big fans over here, you know.
Oh, can we go into what was said on the extra segment, too?
Yeah, go right ahead.
By the way, up yours, Alicia Fox and the Bellas, for the fact that what you're doing to train for WrestleMania is picking out your outfits for WrestleMania.
This is why I am so over the Divas division, because that's what it's about. It's about picking out your outfits and looking pretty. It's not about competition. It's not about anything else. Just about tits and ass. So there you go.
I bet her outfit sparkles now. Let me go back to the Eve thing and Beth. The Divas Champion was second fiddle in that promo. That's kind of sad.
Yep.
One thing I will say positive about that promo, though, is that Eve Torres is pulling off the gimmick better now than she has ever done. Ever.
Yes, positive. She is pulling off the character. Negative, the champ was second fiddle.
Right, exactly. For a lot of reasons, Beth should not be playing second fiddle to anyone, any female in that, you know, on the roster. But, you know, I feel, honestly, I kind of have to concur with everything that Lindsay said and feel like the Divas division is, to a certain extent, such a disappointment that I'm grasping at straws to get anything good out of it. Beth should not be second fiddle to anyone, but... yeah, Eve was doing better. I'm trying here. I'm really trying.
We'll move away and move on.
Hey, we can rant. For more rants about the Divas division, tune into The Rack every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Right, and tune in this week for DDP.
Yes, and tune in this week for DDP.
DDP live on the air. Send us your questions, WTR_TheRack at Lynn's Ward at Jackie Feist. And, yeah, I guess at Wild Talk Radio, too.
Ooh, she was hesitant about that one.
I guess.
Just tweet the crazy guy if you want. We transition backstage to The Miz, trying to become part of Team Laurinaitis, and wanting so desperately to be a part of WrestleMania. He'll do anything. And he was given the chance. If he could beat his opponent tonight, he would get back into, you know, Team Laurinaitis and be a part of WrestleMania. His opponent tonight is going to be CM Punk.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. The whole thing that was interesting. I guess that's the only word I could think of.
Yeah, because you had James Brody, however you say it,
Brody,
standing in the middle of them the whole time, and it's just like, okay, this is kind of awkward. And, I mean, seriously, what's the point of advertising him as much as they did, and then they have him there for one segment. One segment he was there for. That doesn't count as a special guest host. I'm sorry. One.
That's our special guest ring announcer.
He was not the guest host, he was the guest star.
Well, it's really dangerous to do those kind of things because you just never know how people are going to react. You can take someone like him and say they were in Cleveland tonight and he'll go and everyone will be in a mood because, you know, the person that they like lost the previous match and they'll boo the poor guy. And you go to the next city and you'll have him there and they'll cheer him. I mean, bringing in celebrities is so scary anyway. So, I'm pissed because Penn and Teller never made it on like I wanted them to.
Right,
so,
right.
I'm biased.
Yeah. then we move on. Wait, we have a call. We're ringing. We're trying to ring someone. We're calling Brodus Clay because someone found him.
Somebody called his mama.
Somebody called his mama and Brodus Clay showed up. Say what?
Yeah. After his push is dead and everyone has forgotten about him, Brodus Clay is back.
And he had two backup dancers this time.
Yeah, both of them were back.
And this is how many times now that Clay has squashed Jinder Mahal?
No, I think this is the first time he's ever squashed him.
Oh, okay.
He has gone through the entirety of Superstars and he has now moved on to SmackDown.
Sorry, Brian. Sorry if you thought that ringing was me dying on you. Sorry.
Way to confuse everyone, Rock. God, you're such a jerk.
I'm sorry. And he's always had two backup dancers except for the one house show where he only appeared with one. Anyway, Brodus Clay won.
Shock.
Oh, surprise. Okay. 30 seconds. Woohoo! And he gave a new finisher, this time as a splash, then a flying crossbody. What the funk?
What's the funk?
What the funk disappeared, it's now just a splash, like any monster would do. Then, things got good. Shawn Michaels came out, and then we had some Undertaker.
Yeah, we did.
Squee.
I just these two together are just money.
Oh yeah.
Although I will say this, Sean was walking a little gingerly tonight.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that right off the bat. Like his back must have been hurting him or something.
Well, he's been busy with the Legends all weekend.
That's true.
What the hell were they doing?
They were fishing. They were fishing this weekend.
Oh, God, he's probably doing all the heavy lifting then. Poor guy. He's the healthiest out of the group.
And then as soon as Sean came, because Lindsay was all, oh, they're going to have Taker last, they're going to have Taker last. So that was pretty much the mindset that we had. And so when you saw Sean walk in, we knew that Taker was going to be coming. So I was like, I was prepared to jump on her and possibly have to sit on her to keep her calm because just... You know, I didn't think that we were going to see the hair. And then when Taker started coming out, I almost thought I did see hair for a minute.
Fucking tease.
Hashtag tease. This is the trend for the... It's trending worldwide. Tease.
The whole
Taker tease. Hashtag.
The whole damn second half of the show was a tease.
Anyway, Shawn Michaels came out. He basically, you know, calls out the Undertaker. You know, they said basically, Sean basically said they did something that everyone will remember the last couple of years of WrestleMania, which is pretty evident. It really was. Everyone has always been talking about how good the matches are, and you know, then Taker brings up the fact that, was it, you know, Taker saying those things, or was it Triple H who said that Sean's a failure and, you know, couldn't get the job done?
Well, here's one thing to point out. The boys in the back are saying this. The boys in the back are saying that. Taker, it was you. Undertaker has not been in there, in the back, quote-unquote, since WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
So, I was like, yeah, someone let that go. But, yeah, it could not have been Taker.
They talked about insecurities, the search of validation for the Undertaker. Taker doesn't want Shawn's ego getting involved.
Who would?
Yeah. Well, let's just take a moment to reminisce. What happened the last time Shawn refereed a match with Taker?
Taker lost.
I'm just saying.
But we're not supposed to remember that except if we go to WWE.com.
And why did Taker lose?
A little bit of a chair shot from HBK.
Yeah, just saying.
But, you know, they brought up the irony of how, you know, that Shawn could be the one to still end the streak.
Yeah, just do it a different way. Instead of Shawn being a competitor, Shawn being the referee, he could still end the streak.
And basically, Taker wants Shawn to do the right thing, or he will, you know, there will be hell to pay.
You can come to my house and make it hell to pay. I'd be okay with that.
If Shawn Michaels is even thinking of ending the streak, see, this is the thing. They're not going to write this where Shawn Michaels screws Undertaker out of the streak because Shawn Michaels would never make it out of the building alive.
Well, he would make it out of the building. He may not make it out of Miami alive.
But it could happen.
I don't see it. I certainly hope not.
I don't see Taker letting that go. I really don't see Taker letting the streak go.
But the good thing they're doing is they're putting the doubt out there.
Right. Yeah.
That's the key, because every year it's like, is Taker going to... We all know Taker's going to win. But what if he doesn't? And that doubt, that doubt is key to sell the pay-per-view.
I remember sitting there last year in the Georgia Dome watching it. And it's like, son of a bitch, if I flew 2,500 miles and he loses, there's going to be problems. I would probably still be sitting in Fulton County Jail right now if that happened.
They're building, but what I like is that they're not building doubt on just one side.
Right. They're building doubt on both sides, and that's
right.
Pretty good. That's called good storytelling.
Right. Because that was always the assumption. Whenever we would talk about the idea of Taker versus Triple H, as Shawn is the referee, there was always that assumption that we're stacking the card against Taker. We never thought, for whatever reason, that Shawn would be neutral or actually be unbiased. So I think it'll be interesting to see, since they spent last week they built against Triple H, this week they built against The Undertaker. It'll be interesting to see what happens between now and then. Now and Mania.
And they're all going to be in the same ring next week, right here, in Philadelphia.
When?
And you're not going.
No, I'm not going. God. Can't afford it right now.
You sell your soul, dude.
I can watch it on TV. I'm good. I'm not that crazy to go to shows and spend money.
Yeah, but you were supposed to go and stalk Kane for us.
And Taker. Taker's going to be there. Who's going to go nap him at the airport for us? I mean, seriously?
Her name is Jersey Girl. She'll do it.
No, she's nabbing him. She's nabbing him in Miami. We need somebody to do it in Philly.
Really? He'll recognize her from Philly, and then we'll be out of somebody.
We'll be screwed.
Anyway, the segment ended with Triple H and Shawn staring, having a look. And then Triple H telling basically Undertaker to suck it.
Suck it.
I will say this, that, yeah, Trips just saying, you know, doing the crotch drop in the suit just loses a little bit of, you know, the whole professionalism kind of thing. Just going to throw that out there.
A little bit, but it worked.
It worked.
That's all that matters. It worked. Then we move on to the unfortunate follow-up. We had James Rodé come out and be a half-decent ring announcer. He faked it up a little bit. Did a good job with it. Unlike other past ring announcers, just try to flub everything. He actually got into it. He got into it a little bit, and that was pretty cool. We saw CM Punk take on The Miz, and of course, CM Punk wins. Miz is not part of Team Laurinaitis.
I'm so shocked.
I know.
I still have a feeling Miz will pull it off somehow, though.
I don't know. I don't think he'll be part of that match. I think he's going to do some sort of promo.
Well, that's what I mean. One way or another, he'll be at WrestleMania.
Oh, he'll be at WrestleMania, but he won't have the Miz match at WrestleMania. He won't
He'll go to WrestleMania and cut a promo about not being at WrestleMania.
And then get Brodus Clayed.
Yeah, basically.
I think that might happen. God damn it, that might actually happen now. I don't know if I want to see that.
They'll need a come down match between something and something.
But it's going to take Brodus Clay a long time to get to the ring, and I don't know if he can dance that long without blowing up. It's going to be a long walk.
All he needs to do is just body press somebody, so it's not like it, you know, that'll take much effort.
Yeah, but it's getting to the ring, him dancing. I don't know if he can do that.
That's a long walkway.
Yeah.
Maybe they can give him Taker's floaty platform that they, you know, rolled him down on, and Clay can just kind of sort of dance on it as he's floating down to the ring.
Yeah, maybe. But then things took an interesting turn. It got personal.
That promo was just a little awkward.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit awkward. He, you know, talked about CM Punk's father being an alcoholic. And then after Chris Jericho takes everything away from CM Punk, that CM Punk is going to want to drink and become an alcoholic.
I think it was, or I think it is commendable, again, I said this of Eve, and I'll say it now, of Punk and Chris Jericho. There's not a whole lot of storyline like that anymore. It's just, I'm going to kick your ass. No, I'm going to kick your ass. And that's it. So to actually have there be storylines again, I approve.
And you usually don't see people going after the straight edge gimmick like that.
Right.
Although, Jackie did pose an interesting question. I think it was Jackie, because we were talking during the show, was, will this lead to a change with CM Punk, or will we possibly see him fall off the wagon?
And that's not to mean that CM Punk was an alcoholic, just to see him go down that road.
Somebody find Luke Gallows and get him back on the straight edge.
I miss that gimmick.
Punk as an alcoholic heel. You never know. It might work. At least they're continuing the story and putting some backstory behind it.
The WWE has, for the last few weeks, or maybe for the last few months, really, 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 really started embracing the idea of using the internet as a way to further stories. So imagine, you know, Wednesday, you know, they'll film something at a bar in Cleveland somewhere, not say it's in Cleveland, and be footage of CM Punk drinking in a bar on WWE.com or on their Twitter. I mean, you can use the social media stuff to tell these stories.
It wouldn't even have to necessarily be a video. It could be a quote-unquote fan picture that gets dropped, where they have a crew member take a picture with their cell phone, and then they put it out on Twitter, or they take the video, and it's a viral video that they put up on YouTube, that it shows Punk drinking in a bar. Like, they could even have, I don't know, have someone tweet it to I Am Jericho, or have I Am Jericho retweet it, or something like that, and that's how it gets out. I mean, there's any number of ways they could do it.
There is a lot of ways that they can do it. But first, we have a tweet from @CM Punk. I don't want any sympathy. Save it for Chris. Shit just got next level. I will hurt you.
CM Punk. Yeah, he's gonna sell this basically for all it's worth. It's gonna get worse next week. This was a bad day to be a parent of a WWE superstar.
Yeah, let's go back to what I wanted to, that's another thing I wanted to bring up and I forgot to in the beginning of the show. This is where I went at the beginning of the show just to, you know, have it for reference for this show. I went to UrbanDictionary.com. Now, John Cena came out to start the show. And, you know, on a PG program said, Cleveland Steamer. Do we all know what a Cleveland Steamer is?
I don't, but I have a feeling I don't want to know.
Okay.
Go ahead. What is it?
A sexual act by nature, quote-unquote fetish, the Cleveland Steamer is when one person craps on another person's chest, and very important, then sits down and rocks back and forth like a steamroller.
Nice.
Wow, Cena. I don't even want to know why you know that.
I'm sure he did the same thing. Google is your friend.
Google is your friend. But they bleeped out the word shit. But they got, you know, shitting on your chest on PG programming.
I'm thinking they're guessing that people are going to be too lazy to actually look it up.
Are you sure? Are you really that positive?
I think that's what they thought. I mean, we're looking at a PG show and something that disgusting, they're just pushing the boundaries to see what they can get away with. I mean, they've been doing that for the last few weeks. I agree with you that it's ridiculous.
Well, in comparison to the Rock promo, that was freaking tame.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
That's the new line for the show.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Slowly but surely.
Raw post show. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
You make a very valid point. That was kind of dumb. That was very dumb.
I went on Twitter and typed in Cleveland Steamer and was seeing what people were saying. What's a Cleveland Steamer?
Go ask your mom.
you will get a Cleveland Steamer # Taker promo. Did John Cena just say he'd give The Rock a Cleveland Steamer and put his nuts in his face?
Oh, one thing
but
I forgot.
That's how childish this has gotten.
Go ahead, Lindy.
Never mind. I'll save it for after we get done talking about nuts and faces and shitting on people's chests.
Why it doesn't tie in? You can't.
I'm very happy to move on to the next thing at this point. Christ.
It doesn't really tie in, but I forgot to mention this when we were talking about Taker. Is how much shit do you think he took in once he got in the back for fucking the date up? Because WrestleMania is now happening on April 21st, people.
Right. So, yeah.
I love Taker to death, but oh my god, man, that was not even remotely cool. Yeah, get your dates right. Don't pull a Laurinaitis.
Yeah, I have a feeling in the replays, we're gonna, you know, when they show the replay on SmackDown, I think there's gonna be a voiceover.
Yeah, I do too. That's gonna be conveniently cut out, or there's gonna be a voiceover. I mean, let's give the guy a break. He's almost 50 years old.
No, you don't get a break. When you wrestle once in a year, you should know when you're fighting.
Yeah, you really should. I'm sorry. I love Taker, but dude. They've been pushing the hell out of this. Have you just not been watching TV? Have you been that busy with Mrs. Taker that you're not paying attention to the TV show anymore?
Yeah. Sure that.
Yeah. Get with Sean. He knows how to tell you to remember dates. He was good at telling us May 19th over and over again about Kane's movie. Just saying.
Oh, what a surprise we didn't get any K this week. Damn it, Rock.
We're there. It's a segue. We're there. Up next, Randy Orton versus Jack Swagger. Orton won.
We have got to talk to Swagger about that fucking haircut.
No joke.
Dennis the Menace does not belong on WWE TV. Just saying. When you are still in your, late 20s, early 30s, and you're already resorting to a comb over, we are going to make fun of you.
A lisp and a comb over. Wags, you've got problems.
I do not know how he ended up with a wife as hot as his with a lisp and a comb over. There's got to be something good there.
It's called the money.
He's the all-American American. American, 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 American. He who lost to Randy Orton, and then we heard...
And no, we didn't.
No! We just heard a promo. We just heard a pyro, and then
yeah,
that
I
was
thought
it.
I, yeah, I thought that just had pyro at the start, not cut into a song.
So they... Randy Orton almost got bait.
We had Kane pyro, and
no fucking Kane. Cannot believe that.
Go ahead, come on. I know you want to rant. Go ahead.
And what's worse is the fact that we didn't get Kane. It then segued into the Rock promo, which lasted way the hell too long. But
right?
I mean, really, don't tease the fangirls. You won't like the result.
All right, we'll let him on now for a minute. Let's have him say his piece about this thing. Go ahead. Welcome, caller. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What the hell do you want from me?
I'm Brian J. Blotty. I work for your website. You know me, dude.
No, I don't. I don't know who you are. Who the fuck are you? You do what? You work for my website? The one I built? What?
Oh, for God's sake, Rock. That's another dollar, I tell you what. Lindsay, he does this two more times, and we're going to WrestleMania.
Sweet! Bait him again! Bait him again!
So, Sir Rockin', I work for you.
I'm glad you work for me on WildTalkRadio.com. Anyway, and that doesn't get you a dollar. So, what's on your mind, Brian?
You know,
who built that
I have to say, like, you guys ragging on Jack Swagger, doesn't he get it from all sides enough? He doesn't get an intro. He already debuts in the ring. The dude has the coolest hair in pro wrestling. That is by far the coolest hairstyle ever.
It looks like a helmet!
Just waiting for him to come out in red overalls and on a tricycle.
Yeehaw!
And the best part is that Swagger gets screwed by the fact that Orton doesn't sell any of his offense, yet he sells his nose hair burning off when Kane's pyro gets set off for longer than he sold any of Swagger's offense.
Yeah, if you have a stupid haircut like that, you don't deserve for any of your offense to be sold.
Oh, leave Swagger alone. The guy can wrestle. He just has so many things working against him.
So that was the Kane tease for the night.
God damn it.
Which was so not fair. So completely not fair.
Did you guys get cut off mid-squee? Did you start squeeing and go, oh?
Yes, we do. We actually squee. When the pyro hits, that's when it starts. And then we wait for the music to hit, and then we wait for him to show up. And when the pyro hit, we squeed, and then we waited, and we waited, and we waited, and we got nothing.
Yeah, that was a waste of breath, I tell you, because the pyro went off and I heard Lindsay go, did I hear fire? And I was like, yeah, you heard fire.
And then nothing.
Nothing. I was
through fire and brimstone, you get nothing.
Fucking right, I couldn't believe it.
Trending worldwide right now, Kane tease.
That's right, Kane tease trending worldwide, as well as Lindsay and Jackie's panties for once survived a night.
Assuming we're wearing any,
right?
Indeed. They may come off. You may have learned your lesson and taken them off specifically for Raw every week.
There's only so much laundry you can do.
I mean, really?
We only have so many quarters. Damn it, they're running out.
I was more thinking about my water bill.
Nobody does laundry at home.
I do laundry at home.
I did laundry at home.
Both suck.
We're girls. We're girls. We have the necessary machines to do our own laundry at home without having to go to the creepy coin laundry down the road.
We have a tweet. From @ZackRyder. He goes, so I guess @EveMarie to Earth isn't coming. # worst night ever.
Oh, Jesus. They're continuing the storyline online.
Find her clit, Zach. It might help.
Did you just say find the clit?
Yes, I did.
Don't you watch South Park? Find the clitoris.
Does he have to find the Coors Light iced tea?
No, just the clitoris.
Just the clitoris.
Okay. No, he can be friends with benefits. He, you know, it would be even better if he said, oh, like if he tweeted again in a few minutes, oh, Beth showed up, and then insta-viewed. That's the beginning of Eve Torres, because we all demanded that one.
Right.
Well, I just wonder how many people Googled, how many kids went, well, what is friends with benefits?
Yeah, this was an incredibly risque show for the WWE this week.
Friends with Benefits? Isn't that the movie with Justin Timberlake? The guy from NSYNC?
Oh, God,
I tried
yeah.
to go into that one, but it was rated R.
Oh, I thought this was a PG show. I thought we could see anything with Friends with Benefits.
Well, what sucks is that it's actually been pretty good, but you know they're going to stop it the minute WrestleMania season's over.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure this is all has to do with The Rock being around. They can get away with a little bit more because advertisers are like, hey, it's The Rock. We're happy.
So I wonder how many parents get asked tomorrow, Mommy, Daddy, what's a Cleveland Steamer and what's Friends with Benefits?
And why do the girls on the Raw post show tell me to find the clitoris? I don't get it, Mommy.
Okay, we'll move on. Kind of. And we'll go to a clip right now here on the Raw Post Show.
Cena's jock, but we're dancing cause Cleveland rocks.
We're getting to the part I wanted you to hear, because it all ties in right here. For those who don't know, Rock did a Rock concert tonight after Cena's rap at the end of the show, so here's some of the Rock concert. And it ties in for what we were just talking about, kind of.
Thank you. All right. Y'all want to hear a true story? See, The Rock's got the inside scoop from John Cena's doctor. He visited a doctor last week. Kind of goes like this. Little Johnny Cena went to the doc. Rock punched his jaw and the pain wouldn't stop. Doc said, Cena, you know I'm a fan, but please stop begging for that rectal exam. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Cena closed up that smock, but we're dancing cause Cleveland rocks. All right. The Rock asked you. You want to hear a little gossip? The Rock's got some gossip. It's a true story about Cena and Eve. This is true. This is what happened. This is what you didn't see on Raw. But The Rock saw it. Rock saw Cena making out with Eve. Grabbing on her thigh, tugging on her weave. Cena was having the time of his life. I guess he didn't tell her that he's got a wife. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Divorce lawyers right up the block. But we're dancing cause Cleveland rocks.
They addressed it.
They addressed it, but still, you know, nothing came of it. And the fact that it took them that long to address it, it's like, who gives a shit at this point?
And ultimately, I mean, they did address it, and that's something Lindsay had been calling for a long time. But it was just a joke. I mean, The Rock saw it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the fact that it was a part of a really...
bad.
Excessively long promo by The Rock. I mean, seriously, could they not have taught him another 6 chords on the guitar in, you know, the weeks that he's been gone? I mean, or since last week to this week, could he not have learned more chords on the guitar so he could have played more than just Jailhouse Rock or a bastardized version of it for, what, 15 minutes?
That's what he did last when he was in the WWE last time. It is the only six chords he probably knows on the guitar and the only tone he can carry. Because when he started doing We Will Rock You, it was one of the most painful things I've ever heard.
Yes.
He was just reading off the Jumbotron, too.
He actually missed his cue on a few of the lines. I'm like, it's right on the Jumbotron, dude. Just read it off the screen.
Yeah.
It's no different than you're in the movies, man. Just, you know, just read.
The Rock does not karaoke often.
Clearly.
I don't think so, but I thought the segment was really good. Maybe I'm a Rock fan, maybe.
I think you're a Rock, Mark.
Someone who calls himself Rock and Sock, really?
Yeah, I know. I thought it was really funny. I laughed. You guys might
hate it. There were a few witty comments made, like, during the promo, or during the song, but it went on forever.
Yeah,
and
it went on.
The same six chords. And there were a few funny lines, but he, again, hit all of the Rock's greatest hits on top of mentioning the fact that he's going to sleep with Cena's mom, which is just so passe. I'm like, you really went there.
It's high school. And that's the thing that's really sad about it, is this used to be the Rock. This used to be the one that, even though I was always a Brothers of Destruction mark, this was the guy who used to keep me in stitches. Now it's just pink lady parts, John's a woman, basically, manginas, and Kung Pao bitch, and this is not the Rock anymore. I don't know who the hell this is. This is someone that's been away too much time in Hollywood. I don't know, but it's unfortunate.
And he slipped in the Rock cock joke of the week, in which he referred to his penis as a holy Moses. So
he did.
Now we're getting biblical with it. All right. But yeah,
last week was about the American Revolution. This week was about the Bible.
Wonder what next week will be. But no, it's just for someone who used to deliver such great promos, and I guess I don't know if he relied on this kind of stuff when he used to deliver his promos. I haven't seen an actual Rock promo in so long that it's just like, okay, yeah, some of the stuff was entertaining, some of it was funny, but for the most part, it's the same six or seven insults that we've already heard from him. It's like, come up with something new.
He didn't used to lean on this stuff as much as he used to, but they're also, and The Rock has been gone for so long, I don't know if he knows how to cut anything beyond, like, the Rock's greatest hits at this point. Like, he doesn't have Coachman to work off of or any of the other guys that he used to work with. And there is no fuel to this fire, at least not in The Rock's mind. Like, The Rock has never once looked like he's been angry except for the time that he got pwned in the ring. Like, other than that, like, The Rock has always looked like he's jovial, happy Rock. And that's not what this necessitates at this point in the feud. At this point in the feud, you should be pissed off. When somebody promises a shit on your chest and stick his nuts in your face, you don't just go, oh, I'm going to sing Elvis in front of a Cleveland crowd and pander to them all night long. Because that's all this was. That, like, the second he started pandering with this is the largest crowd in Cleveland history, I'm like, you could have done that off camera, man. You didn't have to have that as part of what you were doing. Like, this is just, this is WrestleMania 3 ego stroking at that point. There's 93,000 people here. Well, there's 18,000 people here. I don't care how many people are in the arena. Give me The Rock with some kind of muster to him. And the second they announced it was going to be a Rock concert, we knew that there's going to be no teeth to it.
Yeah, that's why I literally got up and went to take my shower and everything, you know, to get ready for work tomorrow when that was going to start, because I knew I didn't want to see it.
I mean, the fact that he went out there and he pandered to the crowd, and then he started, it's like, yeah, it just, I'm sorry, it, you know, I'm glad Rock liked it, I'm glad a lot of people liked it, it didn't do anything for me. It really didn't. Seeing the fact that you had seen him walk out there and get it done in under 5 minutes, I mean, hell, the Taker HBK Triple H segment was shorter than the Rock segment.
And more entertaining.
And it got a better point across. I mean, it's just, if you're going to give that much time to him, have him try to further the feud other than what he's already got it to. And at this point, you can tell he's almost on coast mode, where it's like, okay, yeah, the match is in 20 days, I'm here, I'm plugging the match, I'm doing what I have to do, give me my money so I can get out of here.
Basically. I mean, this is why I can't stand him.
That's just the general impression I get from him.
The one thing I did learn is that The Rock only drinks Fiji water. So he must have his Fiji water bottle out there with him at all times. I wonder if he's going to pull off like an R-Truth and have the Fiji water bottle with him at ringside at WrestleMania. The Rock is parched. Wait 1 minute.
That's probably the only thing he and I have in common. I love Fiji water. But yeah, it's like, you know, you're a grown man and you can't be out there and play a guitar without a bottle of water. Give me the guitar. I can't play it, but I'll do the best I can and I won't need any water. It's just saying.
I will personally give The Rock $500,000 if he does the, like, stop, like, The Rock hand stop, and then takes a drink of water. I will find
a tweet?
We got a tweet. You know, when the GM chimes, you should...
Sorry.
Shows how much respect we have for the GM.
John Cena tweets, he didn't need them on his hand, he had a lyric sheet, and they were on the Jumbotron, but at The Rock is back. And at WrestleMania 20, it's on best versus the best, 4-1-12. It's not the first time he used that. Despite times, desperate times called for desperate measures. I take nothing personal. Truly glad to see The Rock is back. He needed that tonight. Hashtag WrestleMania 28. He had fun. I had fun watching it. Like I said, I just want to beat the greatest of all time at WrestleMania 28. Not some dude who's nervous. No excuses. It is what it is. Hashtag rise above hate. Music Stan won't save him on 4-1-12.
Now that the Undertaker screwed that up, we're going to push that down your throat and please.
Right.
Yeah.
Take yourself, we gotta move it. Move it.
We're moving it. It's gonna be announced on WWE.com tomorrow. Sorry. Be trending on Twitter within 5 seconds. Oh, Undertaker moves WrestleMania.
It's going to be awesome if Undertaker moves WrestleMania to around the time that WWE Network debuts. It will debut alongside the network.
By the way, Rock, did you see, of all people, did you see the tweet that Curt Hawkins sent to Zack Ryder?
I don't follow Curt Hawkins.
Okay, well, basically, Curt Hawkins is laughing it up in Ryder's face that Eve didn't show up. Ha ha ha, you're such a loser. Too many Christmas. This is coming from the same guy who was cleaning toilets on NXT this last week. Just saying.
He has an awesome cane, though. That's about all I know about Hawkins.
That reminds me. Somebody made a Twitter account for that cane.
Did they really?
Well, because if you go back to Tyler Rex's cartoon thing that didn't take off, they gave the cane a name. They actually, and I know everyone will get this joke, they call it Big Glenn. Okay, and so,
wow. And,
yeah, which I loved that personally. But so there's now a WWE account that is now following me called WWE Kane with a C, WWE Kane Big Glenn.
Through fire and brimstone, it's Curt Hawkins.
Our buddy at the Miami Herald, Scott Fishman, says on Twitter, The Undertaker will now have 75,000 people waiting at Sun Life Stadium on April 21st. Hashtag Raw, hashtag WWE.
Oh, you know, we can make a lot of money for the website by selling tickets to WrestleMania on April 21st.
Whoops.
The only match on the card, The Undertaker versus Triple H, Hell in a Cell.
Just saying.
So good. It's so good that the Florida Marlins don't play there. They would have had an actual crowd to see them play for once.
Dude.
Ouch. That was
They're no longer the Florida Marlins. They're Miami Marlins.
I know.
And they spent a lot of money to get better. So.
I know. They moved away from the, you know, being Florida and the stadium. And they had, when they had maybe 2,000 people show up in a, what, 50,000 seat stadium?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you actually have to be able to play baseball to have fans.
This is true.
They have gone all out this postseason. I don't know if anyone follows baseball, but they went all out this postseason. Miami actually is going to be a good team in the Central.
Well, if they played in the Central, they're in
the
East.
Sorry, the NL East.
Yeah, they're in the East, and they're still like the third best team in the East. Just saying.
You know what? If the Braves do even halfway decent, I'll be happy.
Baseball. That's the game where you hit the ball with the stick, right?
Yeah, that's the one where they have the thing that looks like a cane.
Oh, okay. The club. Gotcha.
Hashtag MLB's cane.
And one other tweet from at Shawn Michaels. Well, I guess I told him. Smiley face.
You actually used Shawn's like husky voice there. Well, I guess I told him.
Well, I guess I told him.
Yeah. That's all he tweeted. Well, I guess I told him.
3 exclamation points and a smiley face.
Oh, God.
So was he referencing The Undertaker, or was he referencing the time that he like when he dropped to his knees and prayed before the match? I told him. Jesus will never be the same.
I'm concerned about how stiff Shawn is looking lately.
Well, he hasn't been in the ring to really work, and on top of that, he's on a fishing boat for 65 days a year.
As long as he's ready for Mania, doing stuff for a long time, and all of a sudden you can't walk and you can't bend back when you do your intro for your pyro, like, oh God.
He'll be fine. He's working the rust off. He'll be good.
And not just that, but also if he really has to, he can borrow Hawkins' cane.
There you go.
Gonna borrow Big Glenn?
Big Glenn. It would bring it all around. He'll actually have Glenn cost Taker the match.
Kane will cost Taker the match.
And you can follow him on Twitter at @WWKaneBigGlenn. Chill. C-Rock, I'm learning.
Oh, that would be awesome. Finally, the Undertaker streak ends to Kane, but not that Kane.
Instead, where the actual Kane is sitting in the back going, God damn it!
Not the same Glenn and not the same Kane. How in the hell did that happen?
Kane versus Walk. And the sad thing is, if we wait long enough and Taker actually comes out next year, it might be Walker versus Kane.
I don't know. He's moving pretty good.
He's moving pretty good, comparatively to how he has moved, but after the match this year, he might not be moving that well.
I mean, that's kind of something that Rock and I have been debating, is that if they protect each other, which we know they will, we could see Taker possibly walk out of this healthy. He'll be banged up, but he won't be as bad as he was in previous years.
As long as he doesn't try to do the old school dive to the floor and ends up posting himself on the cage, we're okay.
Again.
Yes. Again.
Again.
They need to talk to him about that, because for the past 2 years that he's done that, he's almost made himself into a tree. Because either someone has not caught him or he's gone too shallow. So please, Taker, don't do the move anymore.
I think with the cage there, I think he'll think twice, because then he'll just go headfirst into it and it won't be any good.
But then we'll get blood.
Yeah, we would get blood, but also the fact that he took the header into Cole's coal mine last year, so it's not like he's going to be like, oh, look, there's no room. No, there's just as much room as the coal mine gave him.
This is true, but we're hoping Kane, Undertaker doesn't, kill himself this year.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. We're here for
Well, if the rumors are true, and he's thinking of staying around for a couple more Manias at least, then he may not. He may go all out, or he may not. It's just kind of,
remember,
how's he feeling today?
Remember, he can go out. He can go all out, because he'll have a year to get better.
Yeah. And at this point, he shows up once a year. We know he shows up once a year, so it's... Which totally sucks, but at the same time, it kind of makes it that much more special when he's there.
Yeah, so he can deliver the tombstone, blow up both his knees, and be like, fuck it.
Yeah, I'll have surgery, it'll be fine.
It's not like I'm Rey Mysterio, where people are going to miss me. Wait, nobody misses Mysterio, fuck it.
Rey Mysterio... Oh, right, him. Mr.
Was that that guy from WCW used to have all the good opening matches?
Yeah, the one that Kevin Nash punted into a side of a trailer.
Not punted, he tossed.
Tossed, yeah, whatever.
He lawn darted him.
Yeah, a lawn dart.
The first of many people to lawn dart Rey Mysterio. Just saying.
Yeah. But it gave Kane a good laugh, so, you know, we can't complain.
Give everyone a laugh when you watch it on YouTube. Google it, YouTube it, on the YouTube.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant. It is one of the best ridiculous spots ever.
Yes. And one more final. At CM Punk, everybody has skeletons in the family closet. Keep my father out of it.
Ooh.
Things are getting personal.
Well, good for them. I mean, this is one of those feuds that people have wanted to see for years, so it's good to see it getting not only very competitive as to who's actually the best wrestler, but there's mudslinging and a whole bunch of stuff going on, and we're probably not going to see another feud like this for a while.
It's also nice that Jericho's actually getting one up over on Punk without trying on his stupid lighted jacket. Like, that seems to be the only way that he gets over.
It's broken. Apparently it's malfunctioned at some live event, and they're trying to figure out how to fix it.
Oh, awesome. I hope that it stays malfunctioned.
Seriously.
I'm like, just put another battery in it.
They'll just have him come out with a light bright at WrestleMania.
Oh, they'll have it working by WrestleMania.
I'm still waiting for the sign on his ass. I really am. I mean, they made the light bright jacket. Now they just need to make the flashing sign across the back of his tights. You know, eat it, Joe's, Fozzy, WWEshop.com.
Cleveland Steamer.
Oh, God. And, you know, go Miami Heat. You know, whatever. Just
Mick Foley cheap pop, go Miami Heat.
Yeah, you know, just something.
And I said I was done, but no. This one pretty good. From at Real Mick Foley, he was responding to someone on Twitter. From what I understand, at Mike the Miz has entered my raffle for Reign several times.
Who has?
The Miz.
Nice.
Oh,
that's a shot.
He's going to be at WrestleMania if he's got to buy a ticket.
Or win a raffle. He's going to get there somehow.
He's going to win Shawn Michaels' raffle.
Yeah. I get to spend 30 minutes with Shawn. Oh, Christ.
Can I trade the 30 minutes of Shawn to 30 minutes of Taker or Kane? Can I pick?
Can I pick? One more. This just came up 1 minute ago. So sorry. Something came up. Promise I'll make it up to you. Smiley face wink. From Matt Marie Torres, yeah.
Something came up. I think it was another WWE superstar.
I could say something, but I won't.
No, say it. Might as well.
Because that, or it could be she came up, and, you know, can't have that when you're trying to screw over a guy, but
it was The Rock.
She came up after going down.
Up and down repeatedly. I'm out of notes. That, anything else you have? No?
Good. Yes, no Kane equals fail, WWE. Just saying.
Poor WWE. They can't get over with the girls without Kane.
They can get over it. They just can't tease them.
Thank you.
It's not nice to tease us with him. Same thing, it's not nice for Taker to tease us about his goddamn hair!
He's not going to reveal his hair until Mania, and then it's going to be the most hideous thing known to man.
I understand this, but the fact that he has his hood so cinched over his head, he can't see the ring steps, and he has to reach out and touch them to make sure they're there, was just wrong.
It'll all be worth it if he comes back as Big Evil.
Oh, it'll all be
worth it.
It will be even more worth it if he comes back and, like, he steps into the ring and takes off the hood, and there's scarring from when he burned his parents alive, bringing the story all the way around. All terrible storylines must be tied up.
I can has Big Evil. Since I can't have American Badass. Because Rock says there will be no American Badass. So, okay, then I'll be happy with Big Evil.
I don't think they'll let him be that redneck again, just saying.
No, but the redneck's not the brand, remember?
Yeah.
But he's destroyed the brand, so technically he can do what he wants.
I think with Taker, in Taker's case, like the because he's not on TV all the time, it's not a huge deal that like the Undertaker is out there. I don't think anybody is demanding that the motorcycle ride and American Badass, say for Jackie, come back out. Like I think everyone wants the spectacle of Undertaker's entrance. They don't want Biker Taker. They don't want the motorcycle revving up and him riding down on the motorcycle, even though it would take perpetually less time. It's like a perpetual motion machine with that guy coming down. But
I mean, I think everybody expects the spectacle, but at the same time, it would be nice to see him alter that gimmick, because he's done it for so long and he really hasn't done any changes with it, and so this is a nice change to it, the fact that he's not talking like the Undertaker normally does. He's not acting like the Undertaker normally does. It's kind of a nice in between. So it's good to see the change in the character. But yeah, it's once a year. He shows up for 3 months, and as Colt Cabana said, he's the fucking Undertaker. He can do what he wants.
Right. Yep.
I mean, he could walk out there in his pajamas, and people would still cheer for him.
I would.
I just got out of bed.
I mean, literally, he just got out of bed. Michelle's still hanging off him. You know, it's...
That would explain why his hood is always up. He has bed head.
Yeah.
He's like, hiding Michelle in the pool under there.
And then one final tweet. Sorry, at Zack Ryder, you have to go to your room and longingly look at the photos of Eve on WWE.com like the rest of us mere mortals, at Joey Styles.
Ouch.
This is becoming worse than the WWE's hashtag everything.
I still like them doing the storylines on Twitter.
I enjoy them doing the storylines on Twitter. I enjoy them doing the storylines online and all that other fun stuff. I think it's a nice change of pace. They certainly don't want to do anything major online because there are large swathes of the fan base that don't check out stuff like that. But for those little winks and nudges to the fans, it's a nice way to build things up.
Yes it is. Anyway, we've covered Raw. So before I, hang up on you, Brian, plug something.
The Raw in review, the Raw rundown is coming up later tonight. I should have it up by the time the show is archived. If the show archives, I don't even know.
The show archives will be up in the morning.
Okay, it'll be up well before then. It should be up in just a little bit. It is This Means Raw. And then I will be doing another on-demand review later this week, probably of WrestleMania 5. So look for that online, wildtalkradio.com.
We have columnists, bloggers, whatever you want to call them. He's a
we
writer.
Do. We work hard for our big monies.
Yes. So you visit the website, wildtalkradio.com, and read Brian's stuff twice a week on the website. So, Brian, I'm hanging up on you now so we can close up the show. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Brian. He is the writer on wildtalkradio.com. If you would like to write for the website, just get in contact with me through Facebook or Twitter or email rocketsock@wildtalkradio.com, and we'll get you set up. You too can write for the Wild Talk Radio website.
God help you all.
Yes, so with that said, let's wrap up the show.
So if we're going to wrap up the show, let's start by squeeing over the fact that we're going to have DDP on Thursday, and you need to come check it out.
Yes.
Tell them how to listen.
Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here, wildtalkradio.com, on the rack, we will have Diamond Dallas Page live. Get us your questions at Lynn's Ward, at Jackie Feist, at wildtalkradio, at WTR_rack. Follow us, tweet us. We know you have the questions. Get them to us, and we will pass them on to DDP Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here.
Yes. Any other plugs you want to throw out there before I run everything down?
No, I think we're good.
You're good? Okay. Tomorrow night is Kayfabe Wrestling Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern with Alan Wojcik. He has on the program the legendary manager of the Four Horsemen, J.J. Jay. Dylan.
I'm so excited.
And then, following that, will be the one, the only, the Matt Hardy. No excitement for Matt Hardy. This is the way the plug went on Saturday, too. The pop was for J.J. Dillon, and then Matt Hardy went...
God help Alan Wojcik. I hope he's still at One Piece to do my show right before WrestleMania. That's all I can say.
So, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, Matt Hardy, J.J. Dillon, tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday night, Brian is sometimes a part of it. Lindsay's sometimes part of it. Jackie was a part of it this week. It's... last week, I should say, it was just another goddamn wrestling show with Scott Barry and Jed Schaefer. Check it out, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. They plugged it, DDP Live Rack, Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's the St. Patrick's Day edition of Your Only Excuse to Be Home on a Saturday night, CB Radio. Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, following TNA Victory Road, will be Wrestle Talk Radio as we break down everything that goes down at Victory Road, meaning it's 30 minutes of Alan Wojcik talking TNA wrestling.
Wait, no we comment, talk TNA. I love Alan.
Wait, we talk TNA wrestling on this network?
What? Alan gets 30 minutes on Sunday to talk about TNA's Victory Road.
Godspeed, Alan. Thanks for taking one for the team.
Right.
Yeah. Then we'll be back next Monday night for the WTR Raw post show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, twitter.com/Linz Ward and at Jackie Feist. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Now or go to CanadianAllPro.com.
Next week, DDP, be here.
Yes, if you have the WTR mobile app, check it out one day, see if it works, the live stream. Where there's another way, all the details are on the website that somebody built. Well, talk.
Who would that be?
Just somebody, some crazy guy.
Some producer who doesn't do a whole lot.
Yes, that guy.
God damn it.
Not kidding me.
And the app works because I had to redo my phone, or I had to reinstall the OS, and I just downloaded it while we're doing the Raw post show, so it works pretty well.
Sweet. And I'll maybe have you check something after the show. But this song's counting down in like 20 seconds. So for Jackie Fias and for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next week on the WTR Raw Post Show and DDP Live this Thursday night.
11 p.m. Eastern, be here.
Listen.
Or we'll kill you.
Thursday.